Now, the rest of the story.
Henrietta stands silently at the window, her tiny hands at her side, frowning as the passers-by scurry in the street 12 stories below. Sue has often noticed the defensiveness in Henrietta's eyes, the occasional expressions of foreboding, warning strangers to keep their distance. Henrietta is just being protective, says Sue. But Henrietta will not apologize. All sorts of danger lurks beneath the Manhattan skyline, and only Henrietta knows how vulnerable Sue is. Henrietta, diminutive middle-aged, is Sue's professional companion, a live-in, has been for the past 4 years. And yet a genuine love has emerged from the ostensibly practical, business-like relationship to the point that neither could envision life without the other. This is not all new to Henrietta. She once lived in Oregon, where she was companion of another woman for 10 years. That woman passed away. Henrietta will not discuss that other relationship, although certainly it was an intimate one. But thereafter, Henrietta tried working with children and disliked that. So now she works for Sue Strong in New York, in a job that would perhaps prove impossibly tedious had a certain affection not blossomed between the two. And that brings us to the rest of the story. One morning, September 1971, Sue got the worst of a traffic accident and was paralyzed from the neck down. The most to be gained from years of rehabilitation was a slight movement in one arm, and thus was Sue sent to her own private hell, a prisoner in an all but useless body. Similarly handicapped friends had somehow managed suicide. Oh yes, the thought had occurred to Sue Strong. But then along came Henrietta. And suddenly there was life worth living once more. Acquaintances talk about the two, neither seems to care. 37-year-old Sue admits we have a love relationship. Indeed, over the years, the dependency has worked both ways. There was a disastrous separate vacation one summer, 2 weeks, when Sue was escorted out of town and Henrietta stayed home. Friends recalled how Henrietta fretted and paced and lost weight and on at least one occasion tore at her own hair in frustration. Sue would not be safe without her. Henrietta was certain of it. And when Sue came home, Henrietta embraced her for 3 hours. And there were many hushed promises through the tears. The two have been inseparable since. Others who know Henrietta will insist that she's always been fun-loving, a pillow fighter, a television watcher, a pencil sketcher of amusing portraits on notepads, a comedian who blows kisses to herself in the mirror. In the seriousness of her commitment to Sue, Henrietta's a bit more subdued. So despite the remarkable sense of humor with which she encourages her charge, there are other more gentle poses which visitors carry away in treasured memories. Henrietta preparing lunch and serving it to Sue in her favorite spot in front of the window. Henrietta playing music tapes on the stereo for Sue, or bringing her magazines to read, or just adjusting the lights to suit Sue's eyes, or patiently, tenderly combing Sue's hair, or quietly sponging the tabletops, washing the windows, scrubbing the floors, making the apartment clean and a happy home for Sue. And how favorably one wonders might people love compare to this love shared by a quadriplegic named Sue Strong and her companion Henrietta, a 17-year-old Capuchin monkey. And now you know the rest of the story.